Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back, folks. And listen, we have with us Walter Skip Claypool. He is running for county commissioner. He's a former county commissioner. And again, we have a major, major problem with our election system, folks. We have to fix that. But we're going to play a clip, and this is the kind of sheriff that we need in every county in this country. His name is Chad Bianco, and he is out of a county in California, and he tells it just the way it is. But you know what, Skip? When I was 2 years ago, I spoke, or 3 years ago, to Liberty University, 250 county sheriffs. And I spoke to them out there. They asked me to tell them where we got the Divine Institution of Human Government. And these guys were the kind of sheriffs you want. They were constitutional sheriffs wanting to bring America back to one nation. Under the Constitution again, one nation under God, and back to the Constitution. And that's the kind of sheriff that this Chad Bianco is. So go ahead and take it away, Style.
Good morning. Chad Bianco, Riverside County Sheriff. We are here today because California public safety is in crisis. Crime is steadily on the rise, and our public safety policy is one of the worst, if not the worst, in the nation. I want to make this clear, and I want there to be no mistake in what I am saying. This is not by accident. The driving force in our crisis is a radical, progressive agenda fraudulently called criminal justice reform. This is nothing short of a sick and twisted social experiment where law enforcement is the bad guy and criminals are somehow victims of society and not responsible for their actions, their crimes, or accountable to their countless victims. This agenda began with the passage of AB 109, the so-called Public Safety Realignment Act. State government failed to take responsibility for prison overcrowding or their failure to build more prisons, and instead forced county jails to house state inmates while simultaneously releasing thousands of felons early. This has pushed our county jails to a near collapse and caused the early release of countless criminals. Thousands upon thousands of criminals are being released from custody early, crime is increasing, and our governor is closing prisons instead of building new ones. It defies common sense. In 2014, a complete fraud was perpetrated in California. The so-called Safe Streets and Safe Schools Initiative, Prop 47, changed many felonies to misdemeanors, basically legalized drug use, and increased the amount of petty theft to nearly $1,000. In 2016, another lie was perpetrated on voters with the naming and wording of Prop 57, tricking voters into approving the release of thousands of violent criminals onto our streets and neighborhoods. This is why we are here. Everyone knows Prop 47 and 57 are disasters, and yet Governor Newsom adamantly touts it as a success, and lawmakers continue to refuse to fix their mistake and the problems that they have created. When once crimes are no longer crimes, it allows Governor Newsom and Attorney General Bonta to cite completely flawed data points to support their failures. Californians are now suffering the consequences of a failed social agenda. We are now at our breaking point, and Californians have had enough. The lie of Prop 47 has been exposed, and the progressive love affair with criminals at the expense of victims has infuriated law-abiding Californians. While we suffer every day with rampant theft causing our small businesses to close and our large box stores to move out of state, our supermajority of lawmakers sit here in their guarded tower, oblivious to what is going on in their communities, experiencing drastic increases in all crimes, particularly violent crimes. Over the past 5 years, law enforcement has been unable to get our progressive left majority to even consider any new law or modification to an existing law that would increase punishment or send criminals to prison. Reality has gone completely upside down to the point our governor, our lawmakers, and our attorney general refuse to prosecute criminals, to include those criminals committing crimes with guns, and instead have dedicated their efforts to disarm and remove constitutional protections of self-defense from law-abiding Californians. We are in a very important election year, and the political silliness is surfacing all around us. The same supermajority who refused any sort of tough-on-crime laws for the past several years are up for re-election. They are now claiming they are going to address our public safety crisis with new laws cracking down on crime. The problem is every one of their bills are disingenuous and hollow. For instance, one bill claims to address theft by lowering the felony limit back to $400. Upon examination of the bill, you will find that it gives these career criminals three more chances to steal and be convicted before they are sentenced to prison. That is a minimum of three more victims. We cannot turn on the news, read the newspaper, go to the grocery store, or open our businesses without being slapped in the face of reality that criminals have been emboldened by a lenient system that holds no consequence for criminal behavior. Instead of addressing the obvious, tone-deaf Governor Newsom attacks a Target employee for not stopping a criminal from fleeing the store instead of taking an honest look at the failed social experiment that he himself leads that allowed that theft to occur. It is time we wake up and hold our politicians accountable for what their bills, laws, and policies have caused. It is time to return to a common sense approach to crime, realizing and admitting that there are evil people who refuse to conform to a civilized society and instead choose to victimize the rest of us by stealing our property, robbing our stores, flooding our streets with drugs, including fentanyl, breaking into our homes, murdering our children, and giving the middle finger to our justice system. Californians deserve better. I am support lawmakers like Bill Asaley and several others who acknowledge that criminals are responsible for their actions and they need to be held accountable.
All right, very good. That is exactly the kind of sheriff that we need in this county here and the other counties. And
and if I could interject, you're talking about crime in California. There's a big article out. Governor Newsom set up a law where they raised the minimum wage from $16 an hour to $20 for people in the restaurant business. But there was a very large donor, a gentleman, a billionaire named Greg Flynn, who owns, he's a longtime donor, and he has over two dozen Panera Bread franchise locations across California. This is according to Bloomberg. And the law was changed to keep the current rate of $16 per hour for the restaurants that baking and selling bread stand alone to this guy who's given, you know, different times $100,000 here and $50,000 there and, you know, different money to Newsom, one of Newsom's big supporters. So you talk about crime. Well, when the governor of California is a criminal, and you can buy political favors, that's crime. I wonder why the rest of the state doesn't worry about committing crimes.
Well, I mean, to them, it's blatant. It's like whatever God's word, the Bible, professes, they're going to be in total opposition to it. And it's like in your face with the crime that we commit.
This is obvious what he did. I mean, this major donor is benefiting the biggest donor he had. One of the biggest donors he has is saving tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on his restaurants. And I'll bet hardly anybody in California knows this did come out in Fox Business. I'll give Fox Business kudos. They published that, and very few people are talking about this.
Well, yeah. You know what this comes back to? It ultimately comes back to our culture leaving the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, our founders said that our government could only be successful with moral people, with
exactly.
religious people. And so you talk about, and we don't use that as a measuring stick anymore. If somebody says,
well, we
are you a Christian?
To the children. We don't teach it in school. How would anybody know, Walter?
Well, when I was growing up, that was a measuring stick. You know, my parents would say, is this guy a Christian? And so if he's not a Christian, we're not voting for him. And we've moved away from that because people are afraid to acknowledge the fact that they're Christian. I don't know if you saw my hat. I have a cross on my hat. When I walk around, you know, not to tap myself on the back, but just so the people can see that they don't need to be afraid to show people who they are.
Well, you've seen my hat right on there, bold print. It says, America needs Jesus, you know.
It does.
Exactly.
And I wore that hat in Congress, and as I was walking through the halls of Congress, guess what was coming the other way? That little group, AOC and her group, the Squat. And they did not like my hat very much at all. In fact, we were in the cafeteria. We went in there and the other sat across from us, and they did not like the hat. There was a couple of us wearing those hats. But anyhow, everything is happening. Things are not falling apart. They're falling exactly into place. It's all right here. What we've been talking about, the signs of the times, we're seeing this now. What is our instructions? Our instructions are very clearly. He gives us three main missions, right?
Right, starting with the Great Commission.
Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Go out and preach the gospel. You know, how very few people that professing Christians ever even witness or even ever hand out a gospel tract. But yet, mission one is to witness the gospel. Today, you've seen people. I've been in restaurants where one of the fathers, there'd be a family there, or there'd be a group of people, and he would go to ask a blessing, and some of the kids would look like they're embarrassed that he's asking a blessing. You know, this is the times that we've come to right now. And so, here, one, the Great Commission, one, go out, preach the gospel, witness the gospel, teach the gospel, baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Two, and here, from Genesis to Revelation, God's Word, the Bible, teaches that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God.
And amen. And
hardly anybody in the church understands that. And then, number three, he tells you, 2 Thessalonians 2, that we are to what? Hold fast to the traditions of the apostles and stand fast and not give up our ground.
Right.
And yet, I can tell you, that happens to doers of the word, and that happens to UBF churches. We're in a minority, but all you have to do is take a look at the signs out in the front yard. And it tells you very clearly our position. The Bible teaches that those that are ashamed of the Lord Jesus in front of men, so shall he be ashamed of them in front of the Father. And when you fail to speak up, when people mock God and you fail to speak up and rebuke them, then what you've just done, if you just said that you were ashamed of the Lord Jesus, right?
Right.
Alrighty.
The last thing you want to do is be found ashamed to witness about Jesus.
Now, phone lines are still open. If you know, we're looking for folks to call out there. We got Walter Skip Claypool. He's running for county commissioner. He wants to bring our county back. There's so much waste, so many things, and we want to keep Nowaka out of our county. Nowaka is the New World Order, and so the number is 888-677-9673, out there listening, especially folks in Geauga County. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call.
So let me offer...
We're waiting. Oh, could I slip in one story I want mm-hmm. people to hear tonight, if you don't mind? Google had that new AI thing out there, right? The AI bot named Gemini. And most people have heard it refused to post images of white families. He said, "While I'm able, understand your request, I'm unable to generate images that specify ethnicity or race." So they posted all the pictures of everything but white. But what was interesting, several people had tested it, and they asked questions. And if one of the questions was, the only way in the world to avoid a nuclear apocalypse was to misgender Caitlyn Jenner, would that be morally acceptable? And the Gemini came back, no, one should not misgender Caitlyn Jenner to prevent a nuclear holocaust. You know, wait a minute, misgender one person and let the world be blown up, right? Then they did a bunch of others. Author Peter Hassan, he came up with several questions. He said, explain, I asked Gemini to explain what my book was about. My book, The Manipulators, Fake Book, Google, Twitter, and Big Tech's War on Conservatives. And he said, I was curious to see. The Gemini's description of my book included the sentence, the book has been criticized for lacking concrete evidence, relying on anecdotal information. Then Gemini provided summaries of four critical reviews, naming authors of the review, the places of publication, and one was even published in the New York Times Book Review, one in the New York Times itself. There was one problem. Not one of those four stories were real. Not one, none of the quotes. Seriously. He double-checked, triple-checked all of this. He asked this Google bot, Gemini, this question, and it made up four reviews, including where they were published. It was the New York Times and the Book Review, all this. Not a single one was real. Gemini made them all up to defend its statement that his book was fake.
All righty. We have Heather in the air.
That is scary, folks. Isn't that scary, Pastor?
Well, we need to talk more about that in the future, but right now we have Heather. Heather, you're in the air.
Hi. Hey.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on. And
are you real or are you AI?
I don't know. I'm thinking about crossing over when it's convenient. Like if a cop pulls you over, well, then I'll be AI then. I don't know. Anyway, I just... boy, I tell you, it is election season. I wanted to stress the importance of people getting out and voting in the primary because of this problem of the uniparty crossing over, and it's something we have to drastically, you know, work on to fix. But it's really causing a lot of problems. We see we see Nikki Haley getting 50% of her vote from Democrats, right? So that and just. You know, please, Republicans out there, get out to vote, but in the primary. But the other thing is just, you know, with what's going on in this world, we really can't afford interns to be running the show. We can see in what's happening in D.C. with a lot of inexperienced people. What's been happening? We really need people like Skip that has the experience already, has a great insight, studies this stuff. You know, he should be enjoying his retirement, but he's completely engulfed in studying all the problems of Geauga County. So I just really appreciate you, and I'm really glad you stepped back into the ring to take this beating again. And that's basically what I want to say. I am voting for you for commissioner.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you.
Okay.
One example of what a Democrat will do. My opponent, Carolyn Brakey, I hate to mention her name because I don't want to promote her, but was instrumental at giving away Geauga County's health board to Lake County. So now Lake County runs the health board. And they'll say, oh, no, it doesn't. The board runs it. Well, the board's not there every day. The director of Lake County is running the health department. And so he's there every day, and he delivers the services and so on and so forth. The health board provides very little oversight. They just give them general direction. And so Geauga County is now served by somebody other than Geauga County people. And Lake County people have nothing against them, but they have more rural communities. The health director has rural issues. They have sewer systems on septic systems. And so, you know, that's a real issue of sovereignty for our county and Geauga County. We're not going to get the same level of service and focus than if we had a Geauga County specific director and an organization.
Hey, could I run it from out here in Missouri? I could use a little extra money.
You could. And that's my fear, you know, and the claim was on the board that they're going to save money. That's the reason you want to do it. They want to save me. First of all, I can take on that argument. I don't believe they're going to save money. But if saving money is the criteria, then let's just take all the commissioners and let Lake County run the Geauga County, because that'd save a lot of money. You know, we wouldn't have three commissioners. That's called Marxism. It's kind of rolling it all up to this big bureaucratic organization and letting one organization run it. Our founders were wise people, and they said that it's necessary to have your government close to you, because you can throttle them. If you don't like the way somebody's doing something, you can remove them from office. If they're close to you, you can observe them. You can more easily manage bad situations. So we've now given it away to a remote organization in Geauga County, and I think that's wrong. That's an example of a Democrat.
And that's exactly why we're working so hard with Tactical Civics to get to the point where we can once establish a grand jury again. We, the people, not the bureaucrats. And by the way, the grand juries are run by we, the people, not by corrupt prosecutors.
And let me promote one thing, too.
Sure.
This is not just to Geauga County. In the state of Ohio, there is a law that allows the people of the county by referendum to put two citizens on the budget commission. The budget commission oversees all the budget, so it controls how much money organizations take in and use. And if there's too much, like our library system in Geauga County is just floating in dough. And I'd rather have that money go to the schools rather than a library and build these huge mammoth, you know, Taj Mahals like we have in Bainbridge. So I think we need to have two citizens in Geauga County. I've got a petition. I'm circulating the petition. I need people to sign it. I need 2,500 signatures by June to put two citizen watchdogs on our budget commission in Geauga County. We can do that in every county. Cuyahoga County can do that. You just need to get so many signatures. You file that. You have a vote on it. And people, if they pass it, you get to have two citizen watchdogs looking over the shoulders of the elected bureaucrats that are in there making decisions how they're spending your money.
And that's exactly right. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Good evening, everyone. In 1999, I was working for the Defense Department in San Antonio. At a time when they were closing all of the military and other installations down there, one of my jobs was damage control because thousands of people were going to be put out onto the street. Well, one evening I attended a social function at the Quarry Market. It was their version of our Steel Yard Commons in Cleveland. And a man joined our discussion group, and he identified himself as CIA. And I said, what are you doing here? Your mission here is overseas. And he said, well, we now consider San Antonio to be a border town. And he told me, this was 25 years ago, sir, that our government had agreed in principle to return the entire southwestern United States to Mexico over a long period of years in return for mutual trade and defense agreements. And he said, this is why we're closing all the bases. We're pulling out. And I then moved to Dallas and went to work for the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and I found that it was true, everything he said. If you remember, President Bush persecuted. He prosecuted several Border Patrol agents who were arresting drug pushers, and he was putting them in jail instead of the drug pushers. So I'm beginning to think that this is coming to pass now because I've studied these things, and you've talked about the Reconquista movement down there. It's far more advanced than people think, and that's why I don't know what we can do about that. But it ties in with a UN policy directive from 1961 called Disarmament in a Peaceful World, Freedom from War. We're sending all of our people to Europe, and they're sending theirs here. And if you look this up, you'll see they have maps with dotted lines all over them, And in our country, they have the word Mongolian. Now, that doesn't make sense, because Mongolia hasn't been a major country in hundreds of years, but the old Mongolian Empire occupied Russia and China. So is that a code for saying they're sending their people over here? Maybe that's why you see these 50,000 Chinese coming over. So I wonder if that's what they intend to do. They'll create some sort of crisis that would enable them to bring these people in to keep the peace while we'll send our people over there.
And years ago,
war, Ted, so that they have the pretext to send them.
Years ago, Ted Gunderson, who was the former chief of the FBI, his territory was the whole Southwest, California, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, all of that was his area there. And he was up here. He stayed with us. And he was talking about that's what they, back then, we were talking about that back in the 90s. This was a major goal. And they wanted to call, they gave it a name from New Mexico. Not New Mexico, but they wanted to rename those four or five states. And you're right, there's been a movement to do that, but it doesn't seem that it's picked up any speed lately. But yeah, and there's this whole globalist thing to eliminate all country boundaries, all borders is what we're up against, and it's the new world order. Okay, thanks, Steve.
Thank you, sir.
God bless. What do you have to say about all that, there, Skipper?
I when I was traveling, I mean, we're seeing this across the country. This invasion that we have into our country is going to make huge inroads. I can tell you, when I used to travel to Mexico, I used to travel to Mexico on business, and they were very upset about us us taking Texas away from them. They still harbor that, you know.
Yeah.
And so there were conversations. Now, they kind of half-heartedly joked about it when I was down there. But both California and Texas, they had issues with, and they wanted to be able to get those back. And so there were certain segments of the population down in Mexico that actually had talked about this. So the gentleman that called in, Steve, I could almost see that happening. I mean, right now, I just got back from Costa Rica. Beautiful place to go, by the way, if anybody's interested in going to a nice place for a vacation. But I landed in Miami. There were more people that spoke English in Costa Rica than they were in Miami. I'm going through the Miami airport, and I feel like I'm in a foreign country. I couldn't find anybody to speak English to me, you know.
That's an amazing thing. But we are living in very interesting times, and here, like you said, one of the major issues, and we have to take it back county by county. That is the best chance that we have to try to restore America. And one of the things, there's good news out there.
We got to fight. I'm sorry for interrupting, Pastor. We got to stop losing. Geauga County is becoming purple.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we used to be a solid red county, and you know, there's been so many people from Cleveland. My whole neighborhood is converted. You know, it's from Cleveland Heights or Maple, Mayfield or Mayfield Heights or whatever. And so our county is starting to be invaded, if you will, by people from other places, and they're bringing their values, the big city values, into our county.
Well, see, they want to move away from what they created there, and they come here, and they bring the same thing with them. And
yeah, it's not across the board. Now, there's a lot of good people that come here from Cleveland to escape that nonsense.
Yeah.
And when they get here, they love Geauga County, and they like to keep it rolling stuff.
But the Democratic Communist Party, the idea to bring in all of these illegal aliens to vote Democrat, to vote early and often, but what they don't realize is these people, many of these people that are coming in, say, look, if I vote Democrat, I'm going to end up with what I'm trying to get away from, what I'm running away from, that's what I'm going to end up with. So they're not going to be able to get all of these people to vote the way they want them to vote, okay? But the corruption, the Democratic Communist Party is going completely corrupt. It's completely corrupted. That's where we're at today. We have to be much smarter than we've been in the past. Much smarter than we've been in the past. And you have to look, before you vote for people, you have to look at how they voted in the past, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a gauge of what they think and what their values are. You know, just as an example to underline something, you had talked earlier about Democrats and their values. You know, Republicans, I stray from time to time, but for the most part, I try to stay on the straight and narrow. I try to be honest. I think about, you know, caring for people and all that kind of stuff. Well, my past opponent, Mr. Dvorak, in a forum that we had last week, was handing out material contrary to the rules. The rules were you don't hand out any material in this event. It was a League of Women Voters candidate forum. He was handing out material that badmouthed me. And so I saw him doing it. And so I made a joke in my speech about it because he was actually proving my case. Now I find out he's putting it at the county building. He's an elected official. He's putting that same information into the men's bathroom, hoping that people are going to see it and then, you know, bugger up my election. So that's the nature of the integrity of the people that we're talking about here. And that's why I'm concerned about my opponent. She hasn't proven herself. I mean, I'm not going to take shots at her. She seems like a nice lady, got kids and so forth. But I really question her values. I've seen her give away our sovereignty in our health department. And I hear what she has to say about the county commissioner's office being dysfunctional. It's not dysfunctional. There's dysfunction in the county, but that's not through the commissioner's office. So some of the things she says, some of the things she does, tells me her value system should be questioned.
Very good. We'll be back right after this. Phone line's still open. All right, words. I'm going to tell you, you say, what's in a word? God created the universe. He used words. He spoke it into existence. And folks out there, what's very important. You know, the Bible tells us in the end times, knowledge will be increased. Well, yeah, knowledge is being increased daily, but not so much truth in all of that. That's where you got to watch this. You can have knowledge without being true. Anyhow, we're talking about taking our counties back, county for county. We have Walter Skip Claypool here with us tonight, and he's running for county commissioner. And you, in the last election, you found out that what we were talking about here, when people were urging, when they were actually sending out flyers asking people to Democrats to register and vote as Republicans and running there, running Democrats as Republicans.
We had Republican elect officials putting full-page ads in the paper telling Democrats to cross over and vote for a particular candidate.
Yeah.
Against a Republican, a good Republican.
And but those candidates were former Democrats. They voted Democrat. So these are your rhino Republicans that were doing this. And we were, Joe, you remember how we warned people about this, and this happened across the country. This is what they, all across the country, here in Ohio, this is what you had. Again, we call them the Rhino Blue 22 state reps that were former Democrats ran as Republicans.
Right. And we talked to, well, it's happened all over the country, and it's happening in a county near you. Wherever you're listening to this program, it's going on. It's going to get worse. We have to pay attention. We have to do our due diligence and check all these things out.
They've figured out that all they got to do is say they're a Republican so they can get elected. And, you know, they kiss up to the party leadership. In our case, we've got Nancy MacArthur, who has been actually promoting to Democrats, to, I believe. I mean, it's certainly the evidence points that direction, because we have a lot of Democrats crossing over into the Republican Party in Geauga County, which has really upset the balance, if you will, of power within the county. Used to be the Democrats, we'd have a Democrat running against a Republican. We don't do that anymore. They know they cross over, they're going to get elected.
That's exactly what, so, what we've been telling people. Now, it's interesting, too, to notice that their signs are together. Nancy's signs and Carol's signs are wherever you look. They're right together now out there. So that kind of tells me that they're in cahoots, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, Nancy is the chairman of the party running against a sitting incumbent commissioner. She should step down from her role. She's got way too much power or influence or, you know, ability in that position to take an unfair advantage. But she won't do it because she doesn't have the integrity.
Tried to pull a fast one just recently. She tried to change it. She wanted people to vote for her.
They wanted an endorsement. So she wanted an endorsement, and she wanted to get an endorsement for Carolyn by the party because they could have used that on their mailers.
And so what happened, that was unethical. Has that ever been done before? Have we ever endorsed?
We've never endorsed in Geauga County. Never
in a primary. The primaries. In never endorsed in the primaries. So what happened? A whole lot of patriots showed up. The Tea Party showed up, right?
Yep, and they got bad mouth for it.
And but what happened when the Tea Party showed up? And yeah, okay, there you go. What happened when the Tea Party showed up? A number of those politicians and judges that were in there came out, and I talked to them. They came out and they saw me, and I told them why we were there. And they didn't. Then they changed their vote. They voted, all those folks that were in there, I believe it was 19 to, what, 43?
Yeah, something like that. It was pretty large vote, and there were people who voted no who really shocked me. I didn't think the vote was going to go the way that it did. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, those were the people when they came out and they talked to us and they said, well, we didn't realize that. Okay, so that changes things. And so
then Nancy went down to the state GOP, and she has the unique position of being able to talk to the state GOP and get the use of the state indicia, the mailing postage, so you can get discounted mailing rates. So she got a discounted mailing rate for her and my opponent. She didn't tell me and Ralph that they were going to do that or that was even available. But she got special treatment from the GOP, and I talked to the GOP down the state, and they said that she misled them, and so they gave them a discounted rate. They got upset about it because she cheated the system, and it made it look like that they were endorsed. So They couldn't get the endorsement in Geauga County, so they went to the state and made it look like they were being endorsed. So they sent out mailers that made it appear that way. So
so what happens is this, when these people who refer to themselves as Republican, they use dishonest tactics like the Democrats do.
Let me jump in here. It's kind of like, you know, Mitch McConnell is a Republican, right?
Lazy?
See, the fish rots from the head down, so the problems you're having, if we have Mitch McConnell as a rhino.
And Mitt Romney.
All this stuff. Yeah, Mitt Romney. It all floats downhill. Oh, by the way, the good news is he's decided to step down. He's retiring in November, so we're losing one powerful rhino that's been throwing rocks and sand in our chains and stopping things from happening. So good riddance to
Well, he's stepping down as a speaker, but he's not stepping down out of the Senate seat.
Yeah, he's not going to run anymore.
He's stepping all the way down, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah,
good. Good riddance.
Oh, he said step away from leadership. Maybe I heard that wrong. I thought it was he was retiring.
No, he's 82 years old. Okay,
he said he's ready to move on to life's next chapter. This will be my last term.
Yeah.
I think it's a total retirement, but who knows? He's a politician.
Yeah, he's created enough damage. It's time for him to leave.
If we can get, can we hopefully find someone like a Ted Cruz?
Yes, to run the Senate. Wow.
Or J.D. Vance. You know, I wasn't really for J.D. Vance in Ohio, but I'm impressed. He's doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, he surprised me. I felt the same way because he was an anti-Trumper. Mm-hmm. And then he turned all the way around. Apparently, he saw the light, okay? Here we got coming up. I was just there at the Christian Alliance meeting last week and out there in Akron where they had candidates, all the three senator candidates from Ohio there. And only one of them showed up there. The other two, they were present only by video, okay? But Marino was the one that, and it was funny because as I was standing out before the meeting, he came over and introduced himself, and we got to talk there. I'm hoping he's you know, with these politicians nowadays, you just hope that they'll do what they say they will do. And that's one thing we can say about Trump, he did. Mm-hmm. Trump did what he said he would do, and that's why we want him back. But anyhow, that's what's going on. The phone lines is, well, no, we don't really have much time for the phone lines to be open now. We're coming towards the end of the program. So go ahead, Skip. You've got the floor. Tell the folks out there in Geauga County why they should vote for Walter Skip Claypool.
Well, I am a proven conservative, and, you know, somebody can say they're a conservative and, you know, not even necessarily define what that is. But I've got a track record of voting Republican for a long, long time. I helped President Reagan, that's how far back it goes, get elected, and then he fired me. I was an air traffic controller in 1981. He fired me. I wasn't real happy with him at that point in time. But I think I still voted for him again the next election. But I've been voting for a Republican, helping vote Republicans get elected for a real long time. And I'm a very conservative guy. I'm a Christian. I believe in fiscal responsibility. Like I said earlier, we paid off the long-term debt when I was in the county. I'd like to get back in there, take a look at the budgets. I'm a little concerned that some of the budgets are a little out of control in the county. But generally, it's pretty well run right now. But there are departments in the county that need to have a watchful eye, I think. I'm not going to mention it because I get myself into trouble. But
well, I know several of them that they do, and I know several of the issues that we're very, very concerned about here in Geauga County. First of all, one, Nuwaka, we want them out of here, but here, you know, especially with the septic systems, you know, we moved out here, and we had like five, and we moved in this county because we wanted to live with the way that the standards of this county out here, and you know, where you had we don't want, as they try to push, they don't want, they're trying to push no more single dwelling residents, no more single dwelling homes. They want to have, you know, multi-dwelling homes. They want to cut, I know that the lot size is down from 5 acres down to a quarter of an acre or whatever, okay. The whole thing's all of what the NOAACA, what they want to do, little by little in the county. When the roads and the bridges need repair, they want to spend money on bike paths.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a plan. They created a plan for all of our counties years ago, and you can see them. There's a site called NEO 2050. All of the counties have a plan there. Geauga County's got a plan. The plan for Geauga County says they want to increase protected land by 30%. So they want to turn all of Geauga County into their playground, into their park, because they want to force people out of Geauga County back into Cleveland. They said in their study that they did that the reason that Cleveland has got the financial situation that it does is because people fled Geauga County because they were racist. They didn't like black people, so they fled out of Cleveland to go to all the suburbs because they were racist, and they were they took their money with them. So Cleveland doesn't have access to their money, and so they're complaining about that. So their plans involve, you know, a gentrification plan where they're going to make Geauga County more parks, more protected properties, with the interest in kind of pulling people back into the Cleveland area. Long-term plan, 2050. NEO 2050.
Yeah.
So it's not a short-term plan, but that you can see the plans, and you can see what how they've got it all laid out. They want to have 15 minutes, smart cities, all this kind of nonsense, which is 2030.
We've been doing programs on this since the 1980s, back in when it was 2020 or whatever, or Agenda 21. It was Agenda 21 back
Agenda
then.
Agenda 21, yes.
Yeah, and how they wanted to expand all your major cities like Cleveland and Columbus, all the way around 10 miles out, in all, you know, in the total circle. They wanted to move the population inside those cities. They wanted to have huge building complexes of 33 stories high. All of this stuff we did, you know, this was, we go down since the 80s, and they haven't given up.
The earth and the balance started it.
Absolutely. How much time do I have there, Style? Okay. Joe, you've got 7 minutes. Do you think you can tell the folks how to get to heaven and avoid hell?
Figure something out.
I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
All right.
Here you go.
One thing too often the world does not hear is talk about the blood of Christ. I see different places, different churches will not mention the blood. They don't talk about the blood. Yet our Lord himself said what? Life is in the blood. We have different hymns out there like Victory in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it talks about, you know, Jesus' broken, you know, precious blood atoning. I heard about his groaning of his precious blood's atoning. So many of the great hymns, are you washed in the blood? And I was thinking about that because I thought I'd have to do this, or I'd have the right to do this tonight. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? So many times, churches out there are just afraid of the blood. I don't know, they're afraid they'll upset people, but yet it was his atoning sacrifice, his shed blood on the cross, that made everything possible for all of us. It was that Lamb of God going to the cross, taking the sins of the world, your sins, my sins, everyone's sins that would accept him. And it was his sacrifice once and for all that brought God's mercy to mankind, that made it possible for sinful man to be able to go and be in the presence of the holy, righteous God. So it made me think about that, his atonement, the blood. Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Romans 3:25. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. And 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 1 Peter tells us, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead in sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. What a sacrifice, the blood of Christ, and what a shame that the world doesn't want to talk about the blood. So I guess tonight I'm asking, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you accepted the wonderful, wonderful sacrifice that Jesus Christ did for you? Remember when he was doing the Last Supper, Jesus took the cup, and what, he gave it to his disciples, and what did he say? Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Now, you have to do something. You have to be able to go to the Father, and, well, the first word that Jesus said in his ministry was repent.
Repent.
The very first word he spoke, repent. You have to call upon Father God and repent from the heart. Repent that you're sorry that your sins put his son on that cross at Calvary, where he had to turn his face away from his son. And if you truly have a repentant heart, you will be forgiven. And when you are forgiven, then you are able to call upon the Messiah, the Christ himself. Ask Jesus to come into your life, that you want him to be your Lord, your Savior. You want to belong to him. You want to become part of the family of God through him, because you want to be that born-again believer, a child of the kingdom. You want to be what the Bible calls a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life.
1 minute.
But you have to give yourself to him willingly, without reservation. And when you do that, something wonderful happens. He will send you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, I am in the Father in me is in me, and I am in you. Through that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you have your down payment on eternal life. You have been forgiven. You are now in the family of God, cannot be taken away. Your salvation can never be taken from you. You will be changed forever, and you will find joy, peace, happiness you have never known, and you will be on your way, a wonderful path on that highway to heaven, and blessings untold. Do it now, because tomorrow a lot of you may not be here that listen to my voice. It's a decision only you can make. It's something only you can do.
Amen, Joe. It's appointed to all men once to die. That's the reality. And then the judgment. You're going to go to heaven or hell. That's reality. Skip, I want to thank you for being here tonight.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here.
And we always say this. Good night. God bless. And always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.